I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. When a woman is pregnant, doctors closely monitor fetal growth as one way to evaluate how the pregnancy is progressing. To talk about two important new national fetal growth studies that will set a new standard in place for measuring fetal growth is Dr. Roger Newman, the director of the Women's Health Research Division at MUSC. Dr. Newman, MUSC was one of the medical institutions involved in the National Fetal Growth Study. Why was this research important?
Any woman who's pregnant or been recently pregnant appreciates how important ultrasound is in allowing her physician to follow the growth and development of her baby, make sure the baby isn't surprisingly undergrown or overgrown, both of which increase the risk to the pregnancy. And the machines that we use to measure those things have gotten immensely better than when ultrasound was first introduced 40 years ago. So there was a significant need to update the standards of what represent fetal growth.
Why was MUSC selected to be a part of this study?
Well, there's two reasons, both of which are important. The first was that we started our prenatal wellness center 25 years ago, and we've been doing prenatal diagnosis and advanced ultrasonography for two decades, and we've published extensively on issues of prenatal diagnosis and fetal growth, and we have a very enviable track record in terms of our accomplishments in ultrasonography. The second reason is that our population is a very nice mix of Caucasian and African Americans. And the real purpose of the National Fetal Growth Study was to develop a standard of normal fetal growth in all ethnic groups.
What were the findings from the study?
Well, as we thought there may be, really, for the first time in the United States, it's been documented that the normal growth patterns are different for different ethnic groups. Caucasians have the largest babies. Hispanics are second, but still the differences, whether you look at the 5th, the 50th, or 95th percentile, are between about 100 and 150 grams, which is not insignificant. Asians and African Americans have the smallest babies.
And so I assume this new information will be factored into recommendations for doctors assessing how a pregnancy is going in the future?
That's exactly our hope. We're currently using the data that we've generated from this study to develop a web app so that doctors can use that to assess the growth of an individual baby.
I understand MUSC was also involved in another NIH study about fetal growth rate of twins. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it was really an offshoot from the singleton growth study, because one of the other big questions out there is whether or not twin growth is different than singleton growth. There's been a number of studies that have kind of suggested it was, but nothing definitive. So we took on an added burden of doing the same sort of study, looking at serial measures of fetal growth in fraternal diamniotic dichorionic twins over the course of pregnancy. And we're going to take that data and compare it to the data we've generated for singleton growth to see if there's differences. And if there are, then twins need their own growth curves, their own growth standards.
Dr. Newman, thank you so much for providing this update about research and new recommendations related to the National Fetal Growth Study.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.